Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
On Radio Bulgaria, we celebrate the 8th jubilee of Emmanuel Manov, also known as the Almond. Saxophone player Emmanuel Manov, also known as the Almond, who played that piece, is among the most famous musicians in Bulgaria. His name is related to the orchestras from the 1950s and the 1960s. The Almond turns 80 today. Everyone who knows him will agree that he looks surprisingly good for his age, maybe due to the long decades of sports activities, skiing and surfing. His colleagues used to joke that he was the best saxophone player among sport persons. The Sofia Music School gave classical education to the Almond, but he was an early disappointment to his clarinet tutor. Manov spent the next 6 decades spelled by the magic of free music. His main occupation over the recent years has been lecturing. Our conversation takes the Almond back to his school years, the first concerts and the first meeting with jazz.
Тогава не се свиреше точно джаз, свирехме по танцови забави.
Румба used to be the main thing played at parties back then. I started to perform jazz later. Right after the night of September 1944, there were different foreign missions in Bulgaria. English, American, etc. Jazz was still not banned. That happened later when those missions ceased their activities. Jazz became a decadent style and saxophone was called a capitalist instrument. Despite all this, there were musicians playing jazz in the 1950s downtown Sofia, Plovdiv, Ruse, etc. The conductor of the Optimist Orchestra, Bujidar Sekelarev, signed a contract with the Bulgarian State Circus Theatre. Thus, we were able to travel abroad. Lea Ivanova, Snezhka Dobreva and Liana Antonova were soloists back then. We had matinees before the shows with repertoire from the band music. Then I started with the orchestra of Vasco Alipiev in the beer hall of the Bulgaria restaurant. The other hit spot was the Astoria bar. A large part of the visitors were foreigners and there was no control over the repertoire. A casual meeting with great Lea Ivanova made me a part of her band. She needed another saxophone player and she invited me for a contract in Germany. Lea wrote a note on a tramway ticket to the clerk at the concert directorate, who was in charge of international passports. It looked unreal, but the ticket did the job and I went abroad. Many successful concerts at the Friedrichstadt Palace followed, where the orchestra of Eddie Kazassian and Leah Ivanova played as a part of the program. The Aumont worked with famous names later on in Germany, the Lindenberg Orchestra, the Horst Krüger Sextet, the one of Klaus Lenz. The musician spent a total of 10 years in Germany. Upon his return to Bulgaria, he hit the road again, this time with Poppies, the band accompanying Lily Ivanova. In Bulgaria, the saxophone player is known mostly as a soloist of the BNR Big Band. There are hundreds of plays recorded with his participation for the archive of our media. Emmanuel Manolf used to head Dixie Swing for long years as well. The small orchestra ceased its activities a few years ago. Those had released a CD as well, and the next piece comes from it. On December the 18th, the colleagues from the big band and conductor Antoni Donchev shall mark the 80th jubilee of the Aumont. The concert is devoted to two other musicians from the orchestra, Genchu Vartovsky, 70, and unforgettable Vili Kazasyan, whose 80th jubilee is also marked in December. On Radio Bulgaria, you've heard Time Out for Music.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.